The long, slow demise of Kathleen Kane, Pennsylvania's attorney general, has ended quickly this week with criminal convictions in a state court. The once rising star in the Democratic Party is now convicted of perjury and criminal conspiracy and leaking grand jury information in an effort to take down a political rival. Kane's actions have cost other state officials their jobs, and the whole affair has turned the state judiciary upside down. Joining us is Katie Colinari, reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Katie.
Thanks, John.
What explains how a year ago she was so strident and so confident and so seemingly untouchable politically?
I think if you were in that courtroom, you would really understand the evidence against her was pretty damning. I mean, we heard one of her co-conspirators on tape, on an FBI recorded tape, telling a friend the same day that he asked her to help her leak the documents, telling him all about this. And that was a really damning conversation. And then the same co-conspirator, he's a political consultant named Josh Morrow, also admitted lying to a grand jury about his role in the scheme and said that he conspired with Kane to cover up this leak and that he was coming clean this past week.
Now, what was the cost of this? In other words, what things did she do that are now felonies that she's convicted of, which affected the careers of rivals?
The whole thing that she was on trial for actually didn't have anything to do with the scandal. That's kind of the thing that she's become very well known for. That actually didn't come up at all in the trial because the judge said that her defense was not allowed to use this idea that Kane was being unfairly prosecuted because she had been selectively leaking pornographic and racist and homophobic emails that were traded among judges and lawyers in the state's judicial system. That actually never came into the trial at all, but it has hurt many political careers. And that actually is one thing her defense attorney said last night. They're planning to appeal the decision, and they want to be able to get that context in front of an appeals court because they say that it actually tells a whole part of the story that this jury didn't hear.
But the public knows it very well. And what does this say about the entire Pennsylvania state judiciary?
Well, I mean, it's been a really disturbing thing. And I think to some degree, everyone's been sort of wondering how much the public has really been following along at home, because it's this many tentacled scandal that has a lot of moving parts. And it's a lot of people who, yes, we elect judges here in Pennsylvania, but often when we're covering these things as reporters, you know, these judicial elections are not as closely followed as, say, a mayor's race or a Senate race. And do people really know these people that they're electing to these benches? I think the bigger picture that most people know is that Kathleen Kane, who was once a Democratic rising star, is now a star that's fallen and that she's been tainted and something is very wrong here in the state.
As a Pennsylvania Democrat with a future, how high could she have risen, do you think people might have speculated a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Many people saw this as a chance that Kane was going to be using the state's attorney general's office in a way that we hadn't seen before. One of the most famous things that she did was deciding not to defend the state's ban on same-sex marriage after the DOMA decision came down. And that was one of those things that she was using the office in kind of a grander way to make larger social statements in a way that the office had never been used before.
This is pretty entrepreneurial of her part to turn a position like this in Pennsylvania into a possible national run. Why did pride bring her down?
It seemed to me that she kind of got caught in this web. She had a lot of animosity towards the former prosecutors under the former attorney general before she came into office. And it appears, you know, based on everything we heard in the courtroom over the last week, that she just kind of allowed that to get to her. All this was fueled by an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, the big local newspaper here. It was the first bit of bad press that she'd had since she was elected in this historic election. And she blamed a rival prosecutor for planting that story. And I think that just so incensed her that she wanted to do something about it. And the most shocking thing is that she knew the law when she broke it. And that's the thing that I think we're all kind of still scratching our heads over. She kind of allowed this anger and wanting to defend her position to get the best of her.
Katie Colinari is a reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. The fascinating, tragic story of Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane, found guilty of 9 criminal charges. Katie, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.